The two men with guns walked behind the man carrying the shovel. They knew what they were doing. A shovel was sometimes as good a weapon as any. A man with a shovel and nothing to lose was bound to make an effort with whatever he had. So they kept their distance. Should the man turn and swing the shovel with arms extended, his reach would cover 8 feet or so. The men with the guns maintained a 10-foot distance. The man with the shovel gave no indication of a desire to attack, however. His shoulders were slumped. His feet shuffled along in the sand. He said nothing. It was night in the desert. The stars were out. The wind was blowing steadily from the southwest, but it had no power. It was cool, and the men with the guns were chilly. Above them, the night sky was littered with stars. The man with the shovel was sweating. He trudged along, and his face was slick, glinting in the pale moonlight. Occasionally, he stumbled on a large rock. Without bothering to look at what had impeded his path, he simply moved forward. The men with the guns neatly avoided the stones the man with the shovel stumbled upon. He was their trailblazer, even though he was the only one who had no idea where they were going. When the trio was at least a mile from the road, the men with guns glanced at each other, nodded, and stopped abruptly. The man with the shovel initially kept stumbling forward, but eventually he noticed that his escorts had stopped. He stopped, turned, and faced them. One of the men with guns pointed his pistol at a spot on the ground and lifted his chin toward the shovel. The man with the shovel glanced down at the spot on the ground. He saw nothing special. Sand, some loose gravel, a weed. He glanced back up at the men. They waited. "You bastards," he said. His words carried no force, no threat. A simple statement accepted by all. The man with the shovel put the point of the blade in a spot in front of him. He stepped forward, placed his foot on the shovel, and pushed it into the ground. He started digging. In the distance, a coyote howled. The sound of the steel shovel echoed in the empty desert air. When it hit a loose rock or a layer of gravel, the reverberation seemed to hang in the space above the men. The men with guns paid no attention to the desert or its distant inhabitants. They were solely focused on the man with the shovel. They continued to keep their distance. A shovel full of sand flung at them was always a possibility. They stood well back, close enough to be able to shoot and kill their target with complete confidence, yet far enough to cause a spade full of sand to dissipate over the distance it had to travel. The man with the shovel showed no signs of a plan to attack. He was mechanical. Insert shovel, scoop, toss sand, repeat. His sweating had stopped. His hands were unsteady. At times the shovel wobbled in his hands. It seemed that he was about to say something, but his mouth moved without producing any sound. One of the men with guns was very tall, and as he watched the digger's face, it reminded him of a freshly caught fish tossed onto the bank, gasping for air. When the floor of the desert was level with the middle of the shoveling man's thigh, one of the men with guns spoke. It wasn't a tall one. The other one was short and stocky, with a bull neck. His voice carried no emotion. "Toss the shovel. Sit down." The man in the shallow grave paused. He leaned on the shovel and looked toward the dark purple sky. His lips continued to move, but no sound came out.